From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll continue listening for the next 15 minutes and hear the Word of the Lord. May I take just a moment to encourage our listeners to write to us. If you've been blessed through listening in to the programs in recent times, then why not drop us a line and let us know? Maybe you're listening in, but you're unsaved still. You don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. Why not write for some free gospel literature, and we'll be glad to send it to you. The great preacher C.H. Spurgeon, who ministered God's word in the city of London, once went into the country to visit a friend who had built a new barn. And on the barn roof, his friend had put a weather vane with a scripture text, God is love. Spurgeon said to his friend, "What do you mean by putting that text of scripture in the weather vane? Do you mean that God's love is just as changeable as the wind?" "Oh no," was his friend's reply, "I mean to say that God is love, whichever way the wind blows. And we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing to let the Bible speak from Mark's Gospel.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our morning Bible study. I hope you're all well today and that you have your Bible to hand. We're going to read God's Word, continuing on in Mark chapter 6, from where we left off in our last broadcast, and we're reading at verse 7. A new incident is here recorded. "And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only, no script, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them." Amen. And God will bless his word. Now let's have our morning hymn. It's a familiar one and a favorite, and it's sung for us by Ken Maxwell, "Years I Spent in Vanity and Pride."
I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me, there my burden so found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned, then I trembled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me, there my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that through salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary.
The passage of Scripture that we read this morning reminds us that among the many duties that the Lord Jesus Christ was called upon to engage in was the duty of training men to preach the gospel. Of course, the Lord Jesus is still engaged in this vital work. This he does through the direct ministry of the Holy Spirit, using the Word of God and the instructions of godly institutions such as faithful Bible colleges. Let's learn some lessons about this important subject of preparing men for the gospel ministry. I think the first thing we should notice is that an important part of learning to preach is to go out and preach. The Savior had had the apostles under his instruction now for a period of time. But here we read that he gathers them around him and then sends them forth by two and two. You can only gain experience in preaching by preaching. There is only so much you can learn about the subject from books and from the instructions of others. There is nothing that will help a preacher more than going out and beginning to preach. It's there that God knocks the rough corners off. And I can tell you that that knocking off the corners is a process that continues to the day the preacher dies. We never learn all there is to know. In fact, the more we learn, the more we learn that we know very little. Let me just emphasize that preachers are sent out by Christ. They're not sent out by a church. They're not sent out as a result of the fact that they're simply taking up the calling that perhaps their father was engaged in. They're not taking up the calling simply by reason of human inclinations to it. No, a true preacher is called by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Savior had called the disciples, you remember. Many of them were engaged in fishing, and he walked past them and issued that wonderful invitation, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." But there were other times when he called them during their ministry. And here we have one of the instances. Verse 7, "He called unto him." The Lord Jesus, I do believe, reinforces his call to his servants on many occasions throughout their life. He reaffirms and confirms his calling to them, and they feel afresh the burden to go forth and proclaim the word of God. Christian, you should pray that the Lord Jesus, who is the Lord of the harvest, would send forth faithful, godly men to proclaim his truth in the power of the Spirit. You will notice that he sent them out in twos, and there is a very important point there to be noted. The Lord Jesus knows our frame. He understands our weaknesses. And there's none of us but likes company. And in the work of God, company is a very important matter. And so here the Savior sent out his disciples to preach in twos. For thus one can encourage the other, support the other, stand by the other, come to the aid of the other. Notice also that he gave them power. In verse 7, it says that he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power over unclean spirits. We're going out to wrestle against not flesh and blood, but against principalities and against the powers of darkness. The Christian minister is one who is storming the gates of hell. As he proclaims the gospel, he is attacking the kingdom of darkness. And he cannot do that in his own strength or his own power. He cannot do that of himself. He will swiftly be cast down. He will be swiftly defeated were he to try. In Acts chapter 19, we are told of some individuals who attempted in their own strength to do the work of God. They confronted an evil spirit. We read in the chapter 19 of Acts, of verse 15, the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Woe betide the individual who tries to do the work of God in his own strength. We cannot do it. The Savior gave them power. You will see also that the Savior required of them that they live by faith. In the verses 8 and 9, we read, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no script, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. Living by faith is a vital element in the work of God. Were a man to live not by faith, but by a dependence upon other men, he will soon cease to serve the Lord. The man who is depending on the Lord for his daily bread is depending also on the Lord for the success of his ministry. It says the Savior commanded them. This was no light matter. This was an important issue. And he commanded them very clearly. He said they were to take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, an aid to walking, no script, a leather bag in which some things could be carried. They weren't even to have the means of carrying provision. No bread, no money in their purse. I tell you this, if that were to be enforced today, there would be a lot of empty pulpits. But the true man of God does not depend on his congregation, though his congregation ought to support him, but he doesn't depend on his congregation. He depends upon the Lord to supply his need. We'll return to this portion of God's word. Do pray for your minister if he is a faithful servant of God. If he's not, find one who is. I hope that you will tune in and join with us again around God's precious word. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.